Andy in Kansas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. I'm a first-time caller. I'm a huge fan. I love your work.
I love you.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Knowledge Fight. I'm Dan.
I'm Jordan.
We're a couple dudes like to sit around, drink novelty beverages, and talk a little bit about Alex Jones.
Indeed we are. Dan?
How do you do?
Dan.
Yes, sir.
I got
beard hair stuck in my mic. This is a disaster. Anyway, sorry. Go ahead.
You know a lot about beard hair stuck in
my
mic.
I do. You don't know much about it.
Not anymore. Not
smooth.
Since I...
You smooth 5 o'clock shadow looking motherfucker.
Not since I sheared it off.
Indeed. I also know a lot about Alex Jones.
I don't know anything about Alex
Jones. Hey, how's that?
There we go.
Guys, today we've got an interesting show for you. We're going to be going over Monday, April 16th in the life of Alex Jones. But before we do that, we got to give a shout out to a couple of our new donors.
Oh, shit!
What's going on out there, Ian?
I'm a policy wonk.
Congratulations on becoming a policy wonk.
It's amazing to me that you've only won the few Oscars that you have, Mr. McKellen.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to...
Has he won an Oscar? He has to have, right?
Got to feel like he has, but
right?
I bet he hasn't.
He might not have.
Could be one of those massive, lifelong snub jobs.
Yeah. He'll wind up getting, what is it? Career Oscar or whatever Al Pacino got for Scent of a Woman.
I predict in the chat room that people are just like, he's run 7. Just like, you guys are idiots. Someone who's not.
I know Gandalf didn't win him an Oscar.
Certainly didn't. But someone who does deserve an Oscar is our other donor.
What's going on
out there, Elizabeth?
I'm a policy wonk.
Thank you so much.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Elizabeth.
If you would like to become a
Elizabeth
policy wonk.
Elizabeth Hurley, you look amazing for your age.
She does.
You're gorgeous.
Wonderful woman.
With a nice little British accent.
If you'd like to become a policy wonk too, you can do so by going to our website, knowledgefight.com, clicking the support the show button. I'd like to say there's a number of people who donated since Alex Jones turned on Trump. We appreciate it so much.
I assume they'll be canceling their donations immediately.
I have no idea why that rallied the troops, but man, I appreciate it. We are shockingly close to like making this work for me. Like living wise.
Really?
Yeah, we are getting ever closer, and everyone, I appreciate it so much. If you would like to donate, we would appreciate it. It goes towards survival.
Yeah. It goes towards food.
Yeah, more or less.
And to a lesser extent, cigarettes.
And rent.
Yeah, that's a big one.
So last we spoke, Jordan.
Yes, last time.
We did an emergency episode that came out on Saturday.
Right.
And on that episode, we experienced Alex Jones telling Donald Trump that he has shit on his shoe. He is not as big a man as Alex Jones.
Not just that, but he's got some shit up his dirty, hairy asshole.
And it's ISIS.
It's ISIS.
Yeah. I believe so. The other choice quotes were fuck Trump and fuck everybody.
Yep,
that's a good one.
That's a good one.
He was in a...
You fucking piece of shit. Fuck you.
He was in a real bad state on Friday night. Let's check in how he's doing on Monday.
I still back Trump. I just flipped out.
All right. Okay.
You're so fucking boring.
This is so frustrating.
You had ISIS up his dirty asshole. That's your jump.
Yeah.
That's where you jump off.
Mm.
How do you go back to somebody with ISIS up their dirty asshole?
Man, we were talking before the show, and I told you that there was a reason why I've been down in the dumps.
Right.
And I didn't want to explain it to you until we got on air, and this is fucking why. This is so lame.
This is so lame.
We had this possibility laying in front of us of, like, a complete narrative shift.
Right.
We have, like, oh, my God.
The world was our oyster.
After this year and a half of watching him just be a boot-licking jerk,
yeah.
We could finally see, and I don't think that there, I don't know. I've heard some people on in our Facebook group who are speculating of like a return to the Alex of the past.
Right.
And let me be the first to tell you, there is no redemption.
No. Absolutely not.
There is no redemption story I'm holding out hope for, but I want something different.
I mean, he's still a white nationalist at the end of the day.
Exactly. And he has been.
Trump is just not his white nationalist anymore, or wasn't.
Yeah.
And now he is again.
It's just
pathetic.
I wanted something different. I wanted a new flavor to experience instead of this shit on a shingle he's been feeding me for all this time.
He had such an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
It's so disappointing.
It's
weird for me to say to a white nationalist, garbage, fucking, Trump-loving pile of shit that I'm disappointed in you.
I'm pretty disappointed.
But I'm pretty disappointed in you.
And as much fun as...
I'm not mad. Yeah. I'm disappointed in you, child.
As much fun as we had with the, like, him freaking out drunkenly on air, I still thought it was petulant and stupid.
Of course.
But at the same time, you're like, hey, come on, dude. All right. Ride this momentum.
I know.
Ride it.
It would have been awesome.
You know what, though? I don't know. I can't figure out exactly what the situation is because Roger Stone's not on this episode. And I don't know if he, like, got a call from him or something.
Money.
I mean, it could
His money backers were like, no.
I think it's not. I think that he's still holding out some, like, you saw what I could do there.
Right.
And I can do that again.
Right.
All it takes is a little bit of Jack. And I'm gonna do that to you again. Cause, like, a lot of the coverage of it was, like, how stupid is Trump? He's lost Alex Jones.
Right.
You know, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And so Trump took a little bit of a hit, I think.
No, he didn't.
Well,
He still doesn't know who Alex Jones is.
I think in the online world, he took a little bit of a hit, and he probably, I think that there was a possible, I don't know, you're right.
Yeah.
What am I fucking talking about?
Trump the only has person, no idea who Alex Jones is.
The only person who took a hit from that was Alex because he realized, oh shit, no one else likes me anymore except for Trump fans.
Right.
What am I going to do?
Right.
He's the best I've got. Rand Paul is not electable, even if you went back to him.
Uh-uh.
Ted Cruz is a disaster. You can't go back to him.
Ooh, he's the Zodiac killer.
There's literally nobody else on the global scene that Alex could shift and be behind. All he could do is go solo again like he had for a long time.
Right. When he was poorer.
Exactly.
Money.
Exactly.
Money.
All of that fan base.
Money!
All that fan base would go away with him. But I do think, here's what's interesting.
Yes.
He is back, more or less being like.
In the saddle again.
Mm-hmm. He's gonna ride. I do think that, he's cucked himself out a little bit by going back. But he's also, I think everyone who doesn't actually listen to Alex Jones's show is missing out on the larger narrative. And that is, I think Alex Jones is about to lose his goddamn mind and turn this into an actual cult.
Yeah.
Like, he's gone so close to towing the line of InfoWars being a cult. And here, listen to this first clip. I think it's the introduction of, like, things are not good.
Most children out there can't even hold conversations. I mean, society is collapsing, ladies and gentlemen. And it's going to get a lot worse. We need rehabs from cell phones. We need rehabs from internet. We need rehabs from television. We need rehabs from the culture. I'm telling you, if I had the money, I'd set up resorts with no TV, no radio, no newspapers,
what?
No telephones, and with, you know, golf
trade guns.
And frisbee and swimming pools and volleyball and hiking.
I'd sleep with underage
girls.
And they'd
be the biggest hits in the world. That's what people need. I know they've got some of these people where people forest bathe. And,
one in Guyana.
You know, they've got these little places, stay in these little cabins. It's got to happen, folks. We are dying.
Well, I mean,
did he get one of the Beach Boys to help him out? Is he living with one of that guys?
Like, legitimately, how quick would that turn dark?
Oh,
Alex Jones running a series
Alex Jones resort?
Of communes where you're not allowed to watch TV. You can't have access to the outside world.
Right.
No phones.
Right.
All we do is go swim.
He's essentially talking about Dr. Kellogg.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
Right. Like, if we're going to go swim. You get two enemas a day.
Yeah.
All we eat is this bullshit.
Yeah. He might as well be like, this is like, I think this isn't the only time he brings up these sorts of weird fantasies.
Right.
And now granted, in the Secret of 2017 episode that we listened to, he did start crying and talking about how we all belong on farmhouses.
Yes.
So that sort of thing is inside his
like
consciousness
fish.
Already, but this is a different wrinkle to it because he's saying, I don't even think no matter what you do, you can make it in this world.
Right.
I think we gotta go to the woods.
Right.
Or whatever. And it's gonna get worse.
And I am the Unabomber. They got the wrong guy. It's me.
That's
I'm
why
the Unabomber.
That's why Alex.
Check out my manifesto.
That's why Alex thinks that the only thing in that Bill Joy article, Why the Future Doesn't Need Us, is the Unabomber quote.
Right. Because right,
he's
right.
So proud of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I fucking wrote that. No, there's no way he could be the Unabomber. No. That was eloquently written.
Yeah, Alex is illiterate.
Yeah.
So at this point, you know, we've got this, like, we've got to go to the woods kind of narrative beginning, which is not great. But
we got to go to the woods.
And I don't disagree. I feel that way sometimes.
No, I totally get it.
I just don't want a commune. I want to be alone in the woods. don't want a cult.
Could you also get a good? Could you get a good massage
out in the woods
at Alex Jones's resorts?
Probably. Let me tell you, I've only gotten one massage in my life, and I'll say I'm not for them.
Yeah,
overrated.
Never gotten one.
I had one time. I threw out my back, and at the time I was a member of a gym. Uh-huh. They had a masseuse there.
Okay,
and so I went and got a massage, and it was a comedy of errors. It was just. Because I was coming in as like a 32-year-old dude. I'd never gotten a massage before, so I didn't.
So this was last year?
Like 2 years ago, yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know what protocol was or
right.
anything. Like, I didn't. Should I get naked?
Right.
What do I do?
Do I jump in? Do we talk a little bit first?
How do I tip? You know, like all the forms.
With the tip.
God,
all right.
Hey. It was all just so weird. Anyway, speaking of weird things,
uh-huh.
The other thing Alex Jones needs to do is, like, I got to go back to my bread and butter. I got to go back to what made me, and that is chimeras.
Suddenly, you can go have a new humanoid made, grown in a tank. They'll say, oh, it's proprietary. You can't see it. Hmm. The tank is a brainless cow. And this is classified, but I got this from classified sources. Most of this is already public, but they have brainless cows. All they have is a brainstem so that they, quote, don't go through any pain. That's called the tank, and it's all in an enclosure. And then the tanks grow the humanoids.
I believe they're called the Benny Tyler.
And they harvest the humanoids.
In case you are a Frank Herbert fan.
And by the way, that's in all the literature, but the part about
science fiction
how they
literature.
Call them
the
tanks.
Dune. Yeah.
They admit they're growing them in
God
cows
Emperor
now,
Dune?
The new thing is they're going to call them tanks. So no one even tells you that there's a cow in there doing this.
Okay. All right, Alex.
That's literally Dune. He's just describing Dune. He just read Dune.
This is one of my, like, least favorite things about Alex Jones is the, like, this is classified, that sort of thing. Cause it's uh-huh. like, well, now I can't look into this, but I can tell you that everything that is on the record about chimeras and, you know, like, growing organs inside pigs and stuff like that does not involve brainless animal tanks.
Well, now, let me ask you a question.
Is slightly unrealistic.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Is he really just kind of insulting, like women? Is cow like a euphemism?
He's talking literal cows.
Literal cows?
Literal brainless cows.
How could you grow a humanoid in a brainless cow?
You put him in there.
That's it?
I don't know. It's classified.
You just cram them in?
I can't fucking look into it. It's classified.
Now,
I don't know.
Now I just have an image of a guy with like a little egg and he's just like, get in there, you piece of shit.
Right. The science behind like growing organs in animals and stuff like that that have, you know, slight human genes in them for the purposes of growing organs that could be transplanted into other people
right.
is really fascinating. But it's not that. It's not that.
No, it ain't.
I will say, if that is going on, that's troubling.
Troubling, if true.
I would like to see that classified information, Alex.
I'm going to be honest, I would like to see that.
So Alex is clearly also, like we played in that intro clip, he's waffling on Trump. But he speaks a little more on it in this next clip. Like, where are his allegiances?
I've wanted to support President Trump in that I know he's an anti-globalist. I know the globalists hate him.
Sure.
I know the power structure doesn't like him because he actually wants to be the president.
Trump literally said, I am a globalist.
Let me ask you a question, Dan.
Yeah.
What also happened today in regards to Trump and quote-unquote hating the globalists hating
him? Is this the TPP situation?
No.
Oh.
It is that he paused all the sanctions on Russia.
Oh, yeah, there's that. Nikki Haley announced the sanctions.
Yeah, we're definitely going to be doing that. And Trump was like, nah, dude, we don't mess with Russia for any reason ever.
Yeah, I read an article in The Hill about that. And I'm willing to believe that Nikki Haley might have announced something prematurely. I'm willing to believe that possibility. But at the same time, why wouldn't you do that, Trump?
It's a good question.
I don't know. It's weird. Anyway, Alex, you know, Trump is anti-globalist.
Sure.
Though all of these things and him saying, I'm a globalist.
Yeah.
I know he's done some basic things that are good for the economy and the country.
Like a bitch.
But if he starts going sideways to their agenda, It's the global awakening to what's happening and nationalism and populism that I am loyal to, not Trump. And I'm not thinking Trump's even a bad guy. He's surrounded. He's being demonized. He's being persecuted. He's being lied about. He's being pressured. And there's the old trap of, sir, here's the intelligence. Okay, bomb it. My approval rating will go up.
That's not good. If your guy is that, that's stupid.
God damn it, Alex. You got it.
Yeah.
You figured that shit out.
Uh-huh.
How are you so stupid on everything else? It makes perfect sense. That's exactly why he bombed shit.
He's too busy thinking about these brainless cows.
The last time he bombed something, Brian Williams sucked his dick.
Yep. Yep.
That's how it works.
And now you can get that, that going again. You can go for a second ride.
Oh, absolutely.
As it were.
And our everybody in government has always been itching to kind of get some of that, get their rocks off with bombs and shit.
Right.
So even shit Democrats are going to support it, and they're going to be like, he's really tough on Syria and blah, 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 while at the same time doing fuck all.
But now let's consider, too, like what he's talking about there is he says, my allegiances and my loyalty lies with the populist nationalist movements around the world.
Yeah.
Count those down on one hand, we got Putin. We got Marine Le Pen.
She's great.
We got Geert Wilders in the Netherlands.
Fantastic.
Those are the only people he seems to ever bring up as populist nationalist folk.
Well, he's a big fan of Nigel Farage, too, right?
True. Yep. Brexit, yep.
Do we have any of the populist nationalists in Africa?
No.
Does he ever bring those up?
No.
I mean, except for the white ones in South Africa.
Sure, the Swethlanders. Yeah, he does bring them up.
Does he even know where South America is?
Does he know what populism is code for? Does he know what nationalism is code for?
Well,
I think he does.
I think he knows what nationalism means. I don't think nobody should ever use the word populism.
Mm-hmm.
It's so infuriating to me because it's
I know that triggers you.
It's a non-word that people use to describe anything where it seems like, oh, yeah. People are angry about this.
Yeah.
It's fucking stupid.
So
people are stupid.
I don't disagree with you, but he's
so is Brian Williams. I'm pissed off at Brian Williams.
Sure, Brian Williams
today.
Sucks.
He's a fucking
But you hear this my allegiances are to this nationalist movement worldwide,
right.
And it's like, well, all those people are proto-fascists.
Yeah.
So if that's what you're into worldwide, boy, I'll tell you what.
Proto?
Well, or aspiring, because most of them lost.
Aspiring,
you know?
Aspiring.
Most of them lost their elections. You can be a fascist as a civilian, and it's fine.
Listen, Marine, you can be anything you want to be when you grow up. I want to be a fascist. Fuck! God damn it!
That's not what her dad would say.
No. She was at school.
Oh, I was assuming it was
at home. Yeah. She was at a wonderful French private school where they were absolutely appalled at her behavior.
Right.
Yeah.
Something that is appalling again. I can't do the transitions today. We talked.
You're gonna be okay.
We started earlier in the show talking about Alex wanting to go to the woods, wanting this to be like, and this is where he gets back to it, and it's more troubling than the last clip.
But I gotta tell you, I don't think you can save your family, and I don't think you can save yourself at this point being amongst people that are like this. I think I'm discovering the same thing that the pilgrims figured out in England and in the Netherlands 450 years ago.
Whatever you're about to say,
I think
it's
I'm
wrong.
Figuring out the same thing other people figured out when they involved themselves in an exodus.
Super wrong.
The Israelites out of Egypt, you name it.
What?
Where are we going?
I don't think you can live in this modern world and even homeschool your kids and get out of this.
Don't do that.
In fact, there's nowhere to hide, actually. It's absolute cancer. And it is the end of humanity. And it's already got its tentacles all around our throats.
Whoa.
That's pretty apocalyptic.
That's pretty apocalyptic culty right there. That's the world is ending.
I'll tell you something.
Kids can't talk anymore. Everyone needs to get off electronics. We got to go to Alex Jones branded resorts around the world. It's impossible to make it through life with these liberals all around you.
All around
you. Even if you homeschool your kids, there's no way you can't
do it. Which, again, you shouldn't homeschool your kids.
I, Alex Jones, am like a pilgrim, which is inaccurate reading of the Pilgrim's history.
Or actually perhaps very accurate, because he is a fucking asshole who is absolutely a religious supremacist as well.
Yeah.
So, of course, we want to kick him out and make him go to somewhere else.
But then you get the Israelites in Egypt, and it's like, are you enslaved, bro?
Hey, bro.
The
liberals did it?
That metaphor might be
liberals
lacking a tiny bit.
It might be wrong. Wait, where the anybody who's done an Exodus, that's his reference.
I guess
there?
So. I mean, he's
what's
he's,
your favorite Exodus?
The book. I don't know.
The book?
Yeah.
It wasn't that great.
It was the Israelites, I guess.
It wasn't that great. It was kind of boring.
Yeah.
They just wandered for 40 years.
I like that, though. It's not about the destination. It's about the journey. I will say that I think he's probably pretty close to, like, pitching himself as a modern-day Socrates. I think we might be close to that.
Oh, can we make him poison himself?
Well, to be fair, if you go and read it.
Yeah, no.
He deserved that.
Yeah, well, and not even that. It was more like they were like, hey.
Please leave.
Please leave. If you don't leave, we have to make you drink poison. We don't want you to.
Right.
We
had all his buddies come and be like, we got a boat for you.
Yeah.
Let's just leave.
Yeah, let's just go, man. Let's have an exodus.
No, I'm going to drink
that would become one of Alex Jones's favorite exodes.
He got found.
Exodices?
He got found guilty, and then the boule was just like, hey, you can choose your own punishment.
Right.
And he's like, I think you guys should feed me for the rest of my life. We're like, all right, we're killing you.
All right, you're an asshole.
You suck.
You're a dick.
Yeah. That's one of the things that I've always, like, been fascinated by about Socrates is, like, people, you know, like, thinking he was kind of just a questioner that was like, hey, I just like to provoke thought and whatever. You're like, no, he was an asshole.
Yeah.
He was a straight up asshole.
He was more like they talk about the Socratic method as being like, you ask questions and bring people to their own understanding. And it's more like the guy who's like, oh, yeah, well, what do you think about that?
Yeah, just.
Oh, yeah? Well, what do you think about that?
That tone hadn't developed yet.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that sarcastic voice. Yeah. So we covered it in nauseating detail, the Friday episode where he turned on Trump. Here's his take on it on Monday.
Oh, no.
And I apologize to some of the audience that saw one of the live feeds that wasn't over the satellites, the TV stations, but I did here in studio for being angry and being a bit vulgar. But I.
He's talking about the, like, Twitter clips that we heard of him, like, screaming and stuff like that.
Yeah.
He doesn't apologize for the Trump has ISIS up his dirty asshole.
I was going to say, I feel like he should apologize to ISIS.
Or screaming obscenity to the point where Owen Schroyer had to remind him, we're out of delay. So anyway.
I try to control myself a lot, and it feels good to let yourself have an outburst occasionally. It's cathartic.
Sure.
I had a tantrum.
Was it fake? Absolutely not. But did I let the dog off the chain? Yes.
Who? Who?
Knock.
Because if they can start to turn Trump 1 degree, they can turn him 180 degrees.
That's also not great to say about your guy.
Yeah.
That means compromise is impossible.
Here's essentially what he just said. If you turn Trump 1 degree, he is weak and pathetic and will go all the way easily. There's no like Trump is going to meet you halfway. Either you get a little bit of a break in that armor and then you get all of it.
Yeah. There is no possibility. Like what he's saying is to a great degree is, my boy can't govern.
No.
Now,
absolutely not.
He can strong arm. He can be a dictator. But your boy can't govern.
Well, also, he can be very weak-willed and callow.
Oh, yeah.
He's got that.
Chat room's reminding me he also didn't apologize for screaming about sucking on a ding-dong.
Well, there's nothing to apologize there for.
Oh, man.
There's no apology.
Insinuating that Roger Stone was a beard.
Yeah,
somehow,
well,
weirdly.
I mean, Roger Stone fucks.
Yeah. So, the international community is largely of the mind that the gassing that took place in Syria was done by Assad or Assad's forces.
Yeah.
I think
absolutely was.
I think our position, I like our position a bit in terms of, there might have been oversight on it, there might not have been, who knows? Those answers are impossible to know, really.
All kinds of stuff, I feel like a lot of people discount the fact that everybody is kind of shitty at their jobs.
Sure.
One day of the week.
That's why the expression the fog of war exists.
Yeah, yeah. And they were just probably, like, frankly, it's entirely possible that the people in the helicopter who were dropping those bombs or the plane or whatever were just like, oh, shit, we labeled these wrong. Fuck.
I think that's too easy and out. But
No. It's why are they in the plane right. in the first place? Yeah. You know, that kind of thing.
But be that as it may, there's also stories.
But on the other hand, the first rule of Syrian Boy Scouts is be prepared to
sure.
drop chemical weapons.
Why not?
Yeah.
There's also a story that's coming out today, I believe. I believe it was today. It might have been yesterday. I'm not entirely sure. But about Russia blocking investigators from looking at the sites.
I can't imagine why.
And that's certainly very confusing.
Is it because they also helped cover up the sites themselves?
It does look that way.
I could.
But Alex, in the middle of the show, accidentally reads an anti-Russian headline about the Syrian situation. And here's how he deals with it.
A new breaking article. Let's put that on screen because I've been showing what the Russians are saying, but I want to show what Syria strike live updates. Russia may have tampered with chemical attack sites. U.S. envoy says, yeah, they wouldn't let him in the day of the bombing because the road was closed. So now the U.S. envoy is saying the British group trying to go and test for chemicals might have been blocked. That's Harat saying that.
Okay. The road was blocked.
That's a
stunning dismissal.
A lot of war-torn countries, you're like, oh, man, if this two-lane road is blocked, mm-hmm. guess we're done.
Seems like that would be a very different story, because that's really easy to, suss out.
Road was blocked.
Right.
Hey, that happens.
Very different than being stopped from,
It's like when I'm on the red line and they're like, there's gonna be delays because there was a chemical weapons attack at Chicago and State. And it's like, again.
Yeah.
I know. It's, you can't avoid it.
It's a real pain in the ass in this Chicago commute.
I know. It's like an extra 12 minutes.
Yeah. So I mentioned to you up top that Roger Stone is nowhere to be found. I don't know what he's doing. He might be hiding out.
Escaping.
It's entirely possible. So Alex has got to get some other folks in to fill out the show. And so he has Gerald Celente on. It's kind of boring. It's a continuation of the Joel Skousen appearance from Friday.
Tell me I'm a good boy.
Yeah. There is stuff like where Gerald Celente is like, you didn't do anything wrong.
No.
If Trump went bad, it's not your fault.
Oh, no.
He did that, not you.
Yeah. No, you're no big deal. You did good. And look, I like that you're supporting him again, too. You know what? You go back.
I think Gerald Celente is actually 50-50 on it.
Really?
He doesn't seem to have, like, he just wants to talk about trends and money markets and stuff like that.
Of course.
He's more interested in that. So I don't even think he,
I want to talk to the InfoWars staffer who watched that video and then the next day was like, oh shit, I'm gonna get to do some exciting shit now! And then has to go into work on Monday just,
I don't think even Monday, cause he put out a video on like, Saturday, and his Sunday show also just being like, ah, meh. I have no backbone.
I will give in to anything.
So.
I'm so weak.
So weak. Low energy.
Oh, yeah.
Pathetic. Actually, he's pretty high energy. That's not a criticism I can give him.
Still sad and pathetic.
So the other guest that he has on here on Monday's show is a gentleman by the name of Paul Craig Roberts. And Paul Craig Roberts worked in Reagan's Treasury Department. I believe he was an undersecretary in the Treasury Department.
Okay.
And we'll get into some other troubling pieces of his history, but here is a clip.
So once again, to reiterate how bad Reagan's administration was, eventually half of them show up on the InfoWars show.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Here's a clip of him talking about how Russia is great, I think.
He's clearly under attack. Or has been from the military security complex because of his original statement that he would normalize relations with Russia. That statement was a huge threat to the budget and the power of the military security complex. And that's where Russiagate and all the other false accusations that have been used against Trump to force him into a militarist position.
Okay. That's something.
You know, that's actually a really good thought.
Hmm.
I mean, it's dumb mm-hmm. in the way that he's dumb. Mm-hmm. But it is kind of an interesting thought. Whenever you take in how many hard right Russia hawks there are,
right,
wherein they're just like, we fucking loved the Cold War.
Maybe our national security advisor right now.
Yeah, it seemed awesome when we were fighting the Cold War. All kinds of good shit happened, right? So let's just keep on doing that.
Yeah.
It's way better than fighting these Middle East wars.
See,
those cost a shit ton of money.
This is another piece of the equation that we haven't really discussed nearly as much, and that is that Bolton is also a kind of anti-Russia hawk guy.
Yeah.
So, like, his introduction into the fold probably has to creep out Alex a little bit now.
Mm.
Like, I don't think he was worried before because he had Roger telling him he's an apparatchik and
right.
shit like that before. But now I think he's got to be worried about that. And he does say a couple of things about Bolton being like, fuck this guy. He's been in for a week and now we're bombing.
Right. Now, the other take on that is Bolton is actually the janitor from the Looney Tunes cartoons.
It's possible.
If
yes.
you recall.
I think that's one of his early,
well, yeah,
early
that
roles.
Was that was back when his mustache was still a little darker gray.
So the other thing that we need to take into account, I think, is important, is that Paul Craig Roberts has written for Sputnik and Russia Insider since at least 2014.
Uh-huh.
Also, since
it's tough to find a blogging gig, man.
Since 2016, he's written for Alexander Dugin's think tank's website, Katehan. So
is Dugin hiring?
I think he's got a full staff.
I could use a regular gig.
He's got a full staff, and they all mysteriously pop up on Alex Jones's show.
It's really strange.
Giving narratives that all are mysteriously pro-Russia.
It's a coincidence.
So here's some of the articles that he's written for Sputnik. Will Putin realize that Russia holds all the cards? Washington is destroying the world. American government cannot be trusted to tell the truth. Washington is defaming Vladimir Putin. Putin calls out Washington. Privatization is the Atlanticist strategy to attack Russia. Just in that headline, we have the Atlantis versus Eurasia. You have the Eurasianism narrative coming in, even just in that headline. So he's buying into that divide.
Just based on the headlines, I would give him a 500 batting average for stuff that makes sense.
Well, here's some more.
Like, hey, Dan, you can't trust the American government to tell the truth.
Right, but it's different.
That's just a true thing.
It's different when you're saying that on a podcast or like apropos of nothing, just making a statement, and when you're doing it on Sputnik, when you're writing an article
for a Sputnik.
I'd
say it on Sputnik. I'd do it right now.
This podcast would be over if you did that.
Why?
Because I would be I'd be very opposed to that. I'd be very opposed if you did that on NPR,
MSNBC?
NPR.
NPR?
Well, I was trying to think of like...
I feel like if I said you can't trust the American government on NPR, I would, well, one, not be allowed on NPR. I'm too loud.
We'd get some ratings.
Very loud.
Yeah.
And two, they'd be like,
I think that there's a difference between places that are legit state-run media and places that aren't. I think there is. Although we're fastly approaching a time where it's not.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So,
also, the only real state-run media is Fox News at this point.
Like in America?
Or maybe the only government that's run by media is ours.
Because like NPR, beyond listener funding, has grants and endowments from the government and stuff like that. You know, there is like Voice of America and shit like
that. Right, but the state clearly isn't using NPR as their mouthpiece.
No.
And it seems like there is a pretty solid Fox News control over the entire government.
Yeah.
When the president watches Fox and Friends and is like, those are some good policy ideas, we're not in a good place.
So here's some more headlines that Paul Craig Roberts has written for Russian media.
Steve Ducey's great.
America has no unifying moral culture. It will lose a war with Russia. Will Russia wake up? The West seeks its destruction.
Okay.
So...
I don't know.
Seems like he kind of is a Russia guy. A
lot of apocalyptic people.
Yeah.
Everybody's really apocalyptic lately.
Yeah.
I can't imagine why.
Yeah.
Also
interesting.
If you believe in the pre-trib rapture, I think now's the time to let it go. Mm-hmm. I think trib is kind of happening. I think that's in play.
Why don't you go get a timeshare at one of Alex's resorts?
I might.
Yeah. So,
you know, I've heard timeshares are great investments.
Indeed. I've heard that on timeshare commercials. The thing that I'm taking away from this is that you've got Paul Craig Roberts coming in and telling Alex, you know, like, more or less, Russia is a good guy. They're the good actors here, which Alex already believes anyway.
Great.
And they talk about, they talk more or less just like that's the driving point. And then when you look into his past, he's written for Russian publications, incredibly anti-American things for a very long time. And it's weird. It's fucking
weird.
I mean, it's definitely not a trend we have not seen on InfoWars. But it is
one of those things where somehow it is far more effective to have a guest on that just echoes the shit that you've already said, mm-hmm. so you can echo it back to them.
Right.
It's kind of almost a peer pressure kind of situation.
It's no
where
coincidence
it's like,
that he's here now.
Right. Oh no, of course. Of course.
Call PCR. We need some of that good old Russia didn't do it juju.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can do that, or you can call Shaggy. Mm-hmm. Those are
Russian Shaggy. It wasn't me. But I saw you with the Russian cylinder. Shaggy. It wasn't me.
Try and do that in a Russian accent.
I saw you gassing your own people. It wasn't me.
In my country, people gas you. All right. Yeah, all right.
I almost met him one night.
Oh, yeah?
Yakov Smirnoff.
You did?
Our friend.
What were you in?
Missouri.
Nashville?
No, we were in Springfield. Our friend Tyler Snodgrass is friends with Yakov. Like, he used to write jokes for him back when before he moved to Chicago.
Why did I not know this about Tyler Snodgrass?
Boy, I hope that's not private information.
How have we not? Yeah.
He's talked about it. I'm sure. But we did a show at the Blue Room in Springfield, I believe.
Uh-huh.
I believe that's the name of the place. And Yakov came out to the show because Tyler was in town.
Of course he did.
And it was embarrassing just watching people want to come talk to Yakov Smirnoff. Nothing against him. He's a legend in the game.
I guess.
He's a legend. But at the same time, I was like, I don't want to fucking go like get in a crowd to talk to Yakov Smirnoff. I felt very weird about like just, you know, being like, a fanboy for Yakov.
Are you a fanboy for Yakov?
I respect him. I don't like his comedy, but I respect him.
Right.
Yeah.
I would like to see you in a picture with Yakov Smirnoff with his arm around your shoulder giving you the thumbs up.
If we could go back and do it all over again, I would like that to exist, but I'm glad I'm glad I didn't betray my principles.
Oh, sure.
By going over.
Yeah, we could never do this show if you've got a Yakov Smirnoff connection. That's
no
Russia.
Way.
That's pro Russia all the way.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Where is he from? I don't think it's Russia.
Yakov?
Yeah.
I think he is.
You think he's Russian?
I don't know. He certainly acts like it. It's interesting. Interesting. I never thought to look into it. I never cared.
I want to say that he was from part of the former Soviet Union, but he wasn't actually from mainland Russia.
The timeline matches up. That's entirely possible.
Yeah.
So at this point in the show, he also brings in the man, the myth, Dr. Steve Pachenik.
Ooh, where's Dr. Steve landing?
He's just like, he just wants Alex to shut up, kind of, I think.
All right, I like it.
I think he's sort of like, I know you had to have your outburst, but like, just stop it. I think at this point, Steve is kind of sick of Alex's shit.
Yeah.
He kind of, I think he wants him back, backing Trump, because that's the easiest status quo for him to defend.
Right.
And it gives Steve a good footing. Because I think Steve realizes that without Alex Jones, his credibility goes away too. Because he's not on anyone else's show.
No.
What does he have then, a blog?
Yeah, but what else is Steve? Like, how old is Steve?
I'd put him at 60-something.
Yeah, so this is...
A healthy 60?
This is really Steve's last game. Like, if at any point in time, if InfoWars dries up,
he's
gone.
He's got 20 years ahead of him.
No, but not in any kind of media form.
No.
If he's not involved with with InfoWars, and he can't roll with the punches on,
yeah,
if Alex
can.
Changes the narrative, Steve isn't rolling with it.
I think he could.
Oh, yeah?
I think he could. Yeah, I think he could. But he would be the one, he would work it in such a way that he's leading the horse. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, he'd be able to manipulate Alex.
Okay.
Whatever Alex's next wrinkle will be, probably Steve Pachenik masterminded.
Okay.
I mean, we've seen this already.
I'm not disagreeing
we've
with you.
Seen
I'm just
Steve
saying
manipulate
that
him so easily.
Well, I mean, it's not hard.
No. The two of them kind of fight a little bit.
Okay.
Because it's just sort of a, like, you know, they're neither of the, no one's in a good place post Friday.
Right.
You know, I'm not, Alex isn't, and Pachenik isn't either.
It's gonna take a week before everybody just lets everything
before we get
go.
Back to normal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pachenik isn't thrilled because it's an embarrassing thing to be associated with. Alex isn't in a good place because he realizes, Can't get that off the internet.
Nope.
And, boy, I really need to go back into the Trump camp.
Ooh, boy, howdy.
Yep, that's embarrassing.
My bread just got less buttered.
And so they just sort of talk about that. It's not a very interesting interview. But one thing that I think is incredibly interesting is that Steve
has opened up a new finishing school.
No, that would be fascinating.
That would be fascinating.
They're at every single one of Alex's resorts.
Yep.
The Steve Pachenik School for Ladies.
I assume you have to balance a book on your head. I hear
there's
that's
cotillion
a thing.
Classes.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
He creates debutantes.
Right.
No.
Who call their mothers regularly?
No, that is not. What we have is that Steve Pachenik is appearing with a painting behind him, and the painting
hung up.
The painting has.
How's our boy?
I don't know. I watched him a while back, and I don't know.
Is he okay?
Yeah, I am. Okay. I was worrying. I'm seeing people talking about the suffix tarred being attached to words, and how that's not cool.
No, it's
I
not
agree
cool.
with it, but I was worried that we had said something.
No, I don't
it
think
was something in the chat. I got very scared that we had we had been assholes. But be that as it may, I got to stop saying that.
Yeah.
So Steve appears on with a painting behind him that is heavily breasted. There's titties.
Okay.
It is just a slightly pornographic image of a guy coming down, some sort of figure grabbing a woman with her breasts out, and it's incredibly weird. And they don't bring it up for the first segment that Steve is on.
I'm guessing Steve had to pose for a long time for them to make that portrait.
Steve absolutely did this on purpose.
He did this on purpose.
He's broadcasting in front of a fucking painting that's square behind him with huge titties on it. He did that on purpose for sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Was he also broadcasting from an 80s car wash?
No.
Set up to save the rec center?
Nope, this is his office. And
okay.
So Alex finally brings it up, and I think it's invalidating on a number of levels.
And then they're just always going after Trump, and then there's nothing there. So now it's his lawyer, and now it's some other Republican paid $1.6 million to some woman. Who
nothing
cares,
there.
Man? It's
I do.
Crazy.
It's corruption.
But this art. Let me analyze it. Last Friday's Pachenik was on. He doesn't normally have this grotesque deviant art up here. And I couldn't really analyze it. I didn't think to analyze it. I saw it was like military folks that looked like vampire bats, out, doing something or maybe showing how the evil of war has corrupted the human soul. But this one, I'm going to describe it right now. That's a Lucifer figure up there at the top that you really can't see that has wings that are satellite solar panels. Showing it's like the artificial god in the sky that Lucifer wants to be this technocracy. You've got the U.S. military and people that are patriots trying to lift up, the Mary, Earth goddess, Christ figure image that's been struck down by Lucifer and
Christ
this whole system. And it shows the struggle, between these two, archetypes there. So I would call this the fruit of Lucifer is the name of this art piece.
So the reason that.
Oh my God. Alex, the art critic? Fuck, I want to go to a museum with Alex.
Well,
I want to go to a museum with Alex so bad.
That would be great. He'd be very angry.
Alex, you are invited to the MoMA in Chicago. Please.
Oh, that'd be
we
great.
We will talk about nothing but art.
There's got to be a museum down in Austin we can invite him to while we're
oh,
there.
Oh, of course.
The Steve corrects him, tells him what the art is actually about.
Yeah.
But the thing that I think is more important is that this presentation from Alex, because you can even hear him say this satanic deviant art in a joking way.
Right.
And then he explains what he sees there, and he says the end of it, it's the fruit of Satan.
Because women.
He doesn't care that Steve Pachenik has weird art, but that's what he screams about all the time with John Podesta.
That he has weird art.
Right. But that means some sort of, he's sick in the head, he's got this deviant art all around.
What is DeviantArt?
It's anything that Alex thinks is weird.
But, I know it when I see it.
Yeah, exactly. It's like porno.
Yeah.
But, like, this is key. I think Steve Pachenik broadcasted in front of that painting intentionally.
Just to fuck with Alex's head?
Yeah, or not to fuck with his head, but to, like, that ruins his argument about John Podesta. That whole thing goes away.
Pechenik does not care about Podesta.
I think he's subtly trying to undercut a bunch of, and maybe this is fantasy booking on my part.
Yeah, this is you acting as Alex the art critic.
But his behavior, like Steve Pechenik, very clearly intentionally broadcasted in front of that picture, because he broadcasts in front of a bunch of different things.
Right.
Like that one day he broadcast in front of a flow chart of hip hop artists. You know, like, he broadcasts in front of things.
That's
and it's,
true.
It's not like... It's,
he does tend to have a little bit of fun.
It's not like a riddle, but he has a, like, oh, I'm going to broadcast from here with this behind me today. He's doing that, I think. Here's my theory. And again, I have nothing to back this up. I think the next 6 months, what we're going to see out of Steve Pechenik is one by one providing evidence why everything Alex Jones has stood for has been bullshit.
Okay.
But you have to pay attention.
I like this.
Every single thing.
Pechenik is all about Easter eggs?
Exactly.
That's what he's doing?
Yeah. Next episode, he's going to be eating Greek yogurt.
That would be fantastic.
That's what I think is happening. It's probably not, and I'm just bored sitting here in like a... the satellite of love, basically, watching this shit.
Very nice.
I like to believe that Steve Pechenik is doing something interesting. He's probably not.
Now, looking at this sculpture, we can see that this woman has large breasts but no arms.
Ooh, what if Steve...
I assume that's a God removing the arms of women for having breasts.
What if Steve Pechenik, a couple episodes from now, has L'Origine du Monde behind him? that painting of a world coming out of a pussy.
Yeah.
Or what if he has that skull covered in semen?
Oh man, if he was just holding it the whole time, if he had turned it into a chalice and was just Flavor Flaving it the whole time.
Or
love it.
Or
yeah,
it's just behind him and he never mentions it. That
but
would be pretty amazing.
There's a weird sheen, so you know there's something fresh on top of it.
Talking about Charlie Sheen?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I was talking about the light reflecting
know,
off of it.
I know.
A very evocative way.
So this next clip deals with a little bit of difference. Like, we're in this no man's land of I love hate Trump. You know, there's a Schrodinger's Trump going on. In this clip,
okay.
Alex is sort of expressing that Trump is good.
Trump is good because the globalists legitimately
sort of.
Hate him.
Sort
it's
of.
Not a fake. It's not a feint. It's not a game. It's not a smoke and mirrors.
You think this is a
and
game?
He's not perfect, and I don't expect him to get everything
game.
Done that's right, but he knows all about Syria. He knows all about the rebels being sent in by the globalists. He knows he told McMaster, no, we're not toppling Assad. Assad's already agreed to leave. He wants to. He grew up in England. He doesn't want to be there. He said, stabilize it, have elections, I'm gone.
Hmm.
They've almost killed him.
Happens all the time with dictators.
They've had bombs go off within hundreds of yards of him. Ugh. Last time I read, like over 50 times.
That sounds like someone bragging about their dad telling a not true story.
Yeah. My dad could be a pure dad.
Growing up in London, once out of there?
Hmm? No.
So, it's just incredible.
It is.
We're being sabotaged. And you know, when I talk about Hillary and people, here's the thing.
Listen,
the bottom's falling out.
Sabotage.
I don't know exactly what's going on.
You could just stop there.
Yeah, that would be a great, sentence to end with a period.
And now is the time for Larry Nichols to come back. He's not on the show, but now is the time.
You got to bring back Larry Nichols.
Because this narrative is weak. He needs to get away from it. All of this, he needs to do what all of the right-wing media does and be like,
nah.
If things don't look good, hey, what else have we not said about Hillary?
Yeah, let's pretend like that's exactly what Fox News did for Hannity, where they were like, oh, it appears that Hannity was mentioned in the Cohen. What else is going on? What else is in the news? How are you guys feeling about? Yeah.
But the Hillary jump is what they need to do, and who better than Mr. Blackmailing Congress himself,
How's that
Larry
going?
Nichols.
Did he win?
Boy. He has not been on since we did that episode.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't even realize that until the other day.
That is fantastic.
He has not been on Alex Jones's show, to the best of my knowledge, and I listen every day.
I'm sure
since he blackmailed Congress on air.
I'm sure there is a coincidence of some sort.
Right, because he's faking ill.
I will be goddamned if that isn't hilarious.
It does feel like there might be a connection between that, like, oh, hey, you did commit a felony on air. And no one's listening.
I would prefer
no one's listening to Dan and Jordan, but they did point it out.
I would prefer it if it was it our episode or was it his episode?
What do you mean?
The last time Larry Nichols was
on. Both. Both. Oh, we put our episode out like right after he had blackmailed Congress.
Did we?
Yeah.
It was that close?
Yeah.
I thought we took a while.
No.
I thought it was like a few weeks.
No.
No, it was like right after.
That was a present day thing.
That's true.
Yeah.
You're right. That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Did we torpedo Larry Nichols' InfoWars career? That would go on my resume immediately.
Hey, step to us. We put Larry Nichols on the bench.
Dude, then now this is a whole new world for us. Let's get the contact info for all of these fucks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, let's call Steve Pacheta.
Oh, no, I do know what you're saying. I didn't realize that you were asking the episode where we talked to Larry Nichols
right.
or the episode that we brought up that he had blackmailed
right.
Congress.
Right, yes. Right.
Those were about a week apart.
Okay.
But yes. Oh, yeah. Okay. I apologize. I did not understand what you mean. Yeah, we do need to call these fools.
Oh, man, yeah. We could destroy InfoWars.
Oh, shit.
It turns out we have more power than we've ever imagined, Dan.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
If we can torpedo a guy like Larry Nichols' career, well, I mean, that
again,
was ascending.
Again.
He was at the height.
Again, not necessarily torpedoing, but we put him on the bench. Get out of here with your...
Oh, man, the moment he comes back on, if...
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna call him the next day, right?
Well, I mean, the next time he's on, it's gotta be about how, like, nah, the caliphate is still being built.
Yeah, of
now,
course.
I know it's been a year and a half and nothing has happened. Now, I know that Linda Bloodworth Thomas is a witch.
She is a witch.
All right, Larry.
Witch. Witches.
So, in this next clip.
Witches.
Trump is good, globalists are bad, Assad wants to go to London. I mean, I think there's a really easy way for this to play out. Assad could say anything like that.
Yeah.
Assad could just go to London.
Yeah.
He could,
Actually, no, he fucking couldn't, Dan.
Yeah,
there's no way that London...
No, that's a good
there's
point.
There's no way that the UK is letting Assad in. Just like, oh, your passport is fine? Stamp, come on in. No!
No, no, no. But if this shit is true... There's a way to negotiate all of the stuff that, like...
In like a week.
Yeah, all of this would be very easy to work out for him.
Absolutely.
If he's just like, look, I've just been fighting these bad guys this whole time. I don't want to be a dictator.
Right.
I'm in a bad situation. I want to get out of it.
Which
is even if it's not London, he could get asylum in some other country. He could just flee and just be like, look, this has gotten out of control. I don't want to be a part of it anymore. Or he could, I don't know, there's a whole lot of other actions he could take.
Right.
And that's the whole thing about this stupid idea of the Russians, Assad, and our government our military behind our government's back made this deal. Putin has no reason not to say that happened.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, at this point.
Fucking throw it out there.
At this point, if he's already saying the United States is, they don't follow through with their, their word and stuff like that, you're already halfway there, just come out and validate Alex's argument.
That'd be fun.
Why not? I mean, I wouldn't believe him, but if he
That would be hilarious. If Putin just came out and was like, dude, we negotiated the secret deal behind the government's back with the American military to get rid of Assad, and now they're backing out, that would be the best news day ever.
And if it's true, you know he has evidence.
Oh, yeah.
He's a KGB officer. Oh. He doesn't enter into a tripartite agreement behind the president of a country's back without some sort of corroborating evidence.
There's a recording of everything that Trump has ever said to Putin.
No, 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 because this isn't Trump. This is the heroes in our military. Trump is just following through with
it. Fine. There's a recording of everything, everything that Stalin has ever said to anyone. Except for, of course, the oligarchs with whom he would prefer recordings not exist.
Right.
Yeah.
So in this next clip, we learn about one of the reasons that the globalists are really bad.
I know the globalists push depopulation, and I know they're doing all sorts of stuff behind the scenes and testing things on us, trying to find cures for diseases for themselves. The best way to do that is hit people with stuff that's lethal, and then you find a very small percentage that are resistant. one quick way to research just one small faction of that or one factor point is immortal cell lines, Lazarus genes, things like that, which are real.
Talking about the stand?
The archetype's zombies, but it's not at that level, but it is once you can get it at the building blocks. There are cells that are zombies.
Which ones?
They don't need oxygen. They don't need anything. You have to kill them with a blowtorch.
Cells?
They discovered them in the 1940s with a black lady.
Whoa.
Cancer.
Whoa.
Killed her in 1 week. They can't kill the cells. They're still alive today. You put them on fresh flesh, they start replicating. So the globalists are all obsessed with this while we're watching football and basketball, and I get it.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. It's that.
Boy, I'll tell you what. That's fun. They're zombie cells, buddy.
Is he referencing the one woman's genetic material that was
Henrietta Lacks? Is
yeah,
her name.
Yeah.
She died of cancer on October 4th, 1951.
Right.
And she had a very interesting mutation that made her cells immortal. And by that, it does not mean that there's some sort of immortality that can be granted by them. When you talk about cellular immortality, what that means is that it will constantly split.
Yeah.
It will always split more. As opposed to a lot of cells, they have this thing called senescence, which is a termination point of their splitting.
Mm.
They'll just keep splitting to a point, and that's when they can no longer go through meiosis.
I believe it's also an evanescence
or
cover
band. Mitosis, I believe.
Yeah.
Not because it's not a sexual cell. It's not like
right.
a sperm
right.
or whatever. But so, yeah, I mean, Alex is talking about a kind of real thing, but at the same time, he's really stupid about it.
Explain to me. So they can't be killed except for with a blowtorch?
Well, that's probably just from The Living Dead or Walking Dead.
I was going to say.
I don't think that's true.
What do you mean? There's so many other things that replicate a blowtorch.
Yeah.
Why a blowtorch specifically?
Well, I don't know. I think that's just his fantasy, coming through. The thing is that these cells are, because they don't, they don't stop dividing or
uh-huh.
they can't consistently be divided.
Right.
They're perfect for research.
Yeah, of course.
Hey, spoiler alert, they were why Jonas Salk was able to make the polio vaccine.
Right.
There's things
now,
like that from
the fact that they took them and hid them without ever acknowledging that they were taken from her or
right.
giving her any kind of
or
recognition
her, or her
for
estate
that.
Or anything like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That is a big issue there.
No, it is. It is. But also, they do make a decent, I don't know if it's decent. I don't really understand, the rights issues enough. They took them after she was dead and it was like discarded tissue. And so there is an argument that has been made by these researchers. And I believe it's held up in court that you don't have, necessarily possession rights after your death. Of discarded material, and it came from a tumor that would have been removed from her.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. So it's really murky territory that I don't know how to unpack. I don't like it, but I also get it.
All I understand from that is, weird.
Yeah.
Weird.
And Jonas Salk.
All of the elements to that are like, huh.
For Alex's stupid bullshit about like, they just want to create cures for themselves, not for us. Do you have polio, asshole?
He actually does.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does.
You think he does the show and
you
then just immediately runs to an iron lung?
Oh, absolutely.
He's
been in a wheelchair for 6 years. People don't know that.
I've seen him stand up.
Well, people saw FDR stand up too, Dan.
That's a fair point.
Yeah.
That's a fair.
There you go.
Fair point.
Is it a fair point?
Nope. That's why I said it three times.
Like witches?
Witches.
Witches.
The reality of these, like, immortal cells and the Lazarus cells and stuff like that are really interesting because there are a couple of strains of them that they've been able to find, but they're literally nothing like Alex's.
Yeah, because the telomeres don't break down or whatever it is
right.
along those lines.
It's just another, brainless cow tanks kind of like, he relies
God,
on the,
I want brainless cow tanks now.
He relies on the fact that his audience is not conversant in science at all and doesn't understand.
Because they are absolutely not.
No, and to a certain extent, I mean, maybe we're conversant, but not,
I think
not
we're,
smart about
we
it.
We're the type of people who are conversant in science insofar as we know just enough to get ourselves to say something stupid about it, you know?
If you gave me a week, I could explain this fully, but I don't care to.
We could research it and understand what we were researching to a point, but there would be no reason for us to explain it.
No. So on Friday, Alex Jones lost his mind and screamed about ISIS being up Trump's dirty asshole.
Yeah.
But
does he address that?
He doesn't. We covered that, but we failed to cover one thing. I believe, I don't think we talked about it, that Art Bell passed away.
Yes. Art Bell did pass away.
The OG from Coast to Coast AM.
Right.
Complete weirdo. Crazy dude. But also made one of the most interesting radio shows ever to exist. I know you don't know much about Coast to Coast AM, but it was a big part of my love of AM talk radio growing up. Actually, it was on FM in Columbia, but I loved the format of talk radio, and one of the reasons was because of Coast to Coast AM. Now, granted—
See, I've always been a more of a Joe Frank weirdo kind of guy.
What does that mean?
You don't know who Joe Frank is?
No.
He did weirdo monologues.
Nah, I'm not into it.
He was very fascinating.
Not into it.
Check out Joe Frank. You would be shocked by it.
See, what I liked about Coast to Coast AM was it had this brilliant, I don't know if it's brilliant, but it was a great structure wherein Art Bell or George Norrie would talk about something really crazy and stupid.
Yes.
Often aliens, ghosts, that sort of shit.
Right.
Sometimes conspiracy stuff. And then they'd just take calls. And the callers would be as crazy, but they'd just be like, yep, you bet. you bet.
Right.
That kind of thing. And it was this great.
They were Kerry Callahan without the anti-Semitism.
Yeah, not overt anyway. I'm not sure. Because, I mean, I hate George Norrie's politics, and he's good friends with Alex Jones.
He's probably an anti-Semite.
But I am sad that he's dead in as much as it's the passing of a radio legend. Now, granted, when we did that episode about, that Project Camelot episode about Courtney Brown, the remote viewer.
Yes.
Art Bell was hosting when he allowed Courtney Brown to come on and precipitate the events that would lead to the Heaven's Gate cult
9/11.
Killing themselves.
Yeah.
Not 9/11.
Oh, not 9/11?
No,
okay.
Heaven's Gate.
Never mind.
And so, like, he had some fucking problems.
Yeah.
There are problems, but he was a great broadcaster. And rest in peace, Art
Bell. Wait a second. Courtney Brown precipitated the Heaven's Gate?
We did a whole episode about that.
I know, but I really don't understand that still.
Courtney Brown remote viewed an object that was trailing the Hale-Bopp comet, and that's where that entire narrative came from.
That's right, I forgot that that was whenever What's-His-Face's wife died, and then he got all weird about it. The Heaven's Gate cult.
Marshall Applewhite?
Yeah.
It wasn't his wife. That was his cult partner.
All right, fine.
But that was...
Whatever.
That's
his common law wife.
The timing...
Anyways, I'm sorry. I'm trying...
Timing is different.
I apologize for derailing that.
So, Art Bell, rest in peace. Also, Harry Anderson died today. We miss him.
Yeah.
Glad we still got Bull.
Yeah.
Wait, is Bull dead?
I was really sorry that Harry and the Hendersons died, too.
Come on.
Was that it?
I'm not making a joke here. I did love Harry Anderson when I was younger. I loved Night Court. It was a great show.
Wait, Harry Anderson died?
Yeah, he died today.
From Night Court?
Yeah, very sad. The
really?
Judge.
He wasn't that old, though, right?
60-something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't look too deeply into it, but the article read said no foul play was suspected, probably a heart attack or something like
man.
That.
Oh, man. The Night Court reunion on, what was it, 30 Rock or was it News Radio?
No, it wasn't on News Radio.
It wasn't on News Radio. No. It was 30 Rock, right?
Must have been.
Yeah.
So anyway, this has all just been a way of dancing around that Alex Jones brings up Art Bell in this next clip.
Art Bell was one of the slickest, best talk show hosts when it came to just really being so focused and so professional. He was just a real talent, one of the greatest ever. And I even saw the media try to tie me to him in some way to, like, just get my name in the news and attack
him for us.
I was never on Art Bell's show.
This is not the media. You know who tweeted about this? Alex's ex-wife, Kelly. Kelly tweeted that Alex got his start, or one of his early pushes, was from Art Bell.
Really?
Alex is literally responding to her tweet by pretending that she's the media. No one in the media reported that. I've not seen any articles about that. I've literally only seen her tweet about that.
Huh.
So Alex, whenever he wants to lash out at things that Kelly is saying publicly about him,
he just says
it's the media. Look at the media saying I was on Art Bell.
Weird.
I believe he actually probably wasn't on Art Bell because the timeline doesn't quite match up. He was on Coast to Coast not all the time, but he was on a bunch with George Norrie.
Did he call Kelly the media in open court?
No, but he called her the media the other day when he.
That's true.
When
that's
he
right.
Said the media's reporting that I was on Sinclair stations.
Yeah.
And that was just Kelly again. And I mean, we see it throughout the rest of this clip.
For whatever reason, Art Bell didn't like me. But you know what? I like
Can't
Art Bell.
Can't imagine why!
Art Bell, mysterious narrator of the American Nightscape, is dead at 72. And I'll cover the other guy at the next segment, but. See, if anything's in the news, the mainstream media attaches it, like Sinclair gets caught doing fake news. Oh, wow, regional news does that. Jones worked for Sinclair. Didn't.
Ha!
Art Bell dies. Tie me to it. Make it somehow. I mean, it's like, and it's not that it hurts me. It actually makes the show bigger for us.
Okay. You're just talking about, like, your feud with your wife, this or ex-wife. This makes me very uncomfortable that I know what he's talking about. I can see through this. This is not the media. These are specifically things that she has tweeted, and he's pretending it's the media. It's very, very fucked up what he's doing on air. Like, he's too much of a coward to just say, my ex-wife is saying stuff, and it's not true. Here's the truth. Because it does seem like it is the truth that Art Bell wouldn't have him on his show.
Of course not.
But because he knows, like,
for whatever reason, every time somebody doesn't like him, he's probably like, for whatever reason, they think I'm a piece of shit. I can't imagine why.
Well, let him have it. Yeah. You know, that's my position on that. In this episode, we've seen Alex have kind of a weird back and forth with Trump. You know, like, I'm still supporting him. He's probably corrupted or whatever. In this next clip, Alex says something that is a little bit, I mean, it's slightly familiar to us, but at the same time, it's like, if you think he's corrupted, you shouldn't want him to do this.
If Trump doesn't move with the military, and I never want this, but we're already under a globalist coup. If he doesn't move to just remove all those people and have the indictments and have the tribunals, then there's no hope. And because we are overrun by a foreign globalist power, I appreciate your call. And I'm not calling for that at this point.
You sound like you are.
You sound a lot. If he doesn't do this,
mm-hmm.
We're all going to die. I'm not calling for him to do this, but if he doesn't, we're all going to die.
Right.
I mean, it's like no big deal if he doesn't, except we're all going to die. So
that's tough.
I'm not calling for it.
That's a tough, weird line that he's walking.
I would never call for it.
That's a very, very tough, weird line. The other thing.
Wait. Trump orders a military strike, and then Alex loses his fucking mind.
Uh-huh.
And then he's like, well, I mean, obviously, if he doesn't agree with what the military wants to do.
No. He wants Trump to use the military to take out Obama, Clinton. Like, he wants him to use them, the military, to take out his perceived enemies.
So his problem is he's just not Trump. Just didn't utilize the military in the correct direction.
He didn't use it for an internal coup and power grab.
Okay.
Instead, he used it in a way that might piss off my good friends in Russia.
Ah.
And that's what pisses him off.
Okay. All right. That's not good. Do you know, generally speaking, when an elected leader decides that it's a good idea to use the military to remove his enemies...
Mm-hmm.
Usually.
There's a word for that.
I am only taking literally every example of this occurring in the entirety of human history as my reference point. But it doesn't go well for everybody.
I would say that I can think of zero examples of, like, hey, everything calmed down. It's like, oh, that's what we needed.
Well, Julius Caesar did it and everything worked out fine.
Sure.
Let's see.
Alex has called Trump modern day Caesar.
Oh.
He said he's our Caesar.
Chavez did it. Everything worked out fine.
Great.
The Brazilian government did it for a long time. Everything worked out fine.
Mm-hmm.
Countless
African countries.
Oh, yeah. No. They worked out great.
Countless times. Throughout Europe and,
I mean, let's just talk about where the word dynasty, originated.
Sure.
Which is, when women throw glasses of wine at each other.
The more important thing is,
yes,
all of that is just QAnon shit.
Really?
Yeah. The idea that Trump is going to have military tribunals, there's sealed indictments on all of these people already. all this stuff. It's all, I mean, we saw this play out with all those other weirdos on Twitter about, like, at the beginning of the Mueller investigation. We saw all those, bogus ass accounts coming out and saying, like, there is 170 sealed indictments. It's the same game being played just by the other side.
Right.
The other side, ostensibly, but they're not really on anyone's side.
The QAnon people are on the side of chaos.
Well, it's, or nonsense, even. It's not even chaos, because it's not.
It's tricksterism.
Yeah. It's interesting performance
they
art.
They are on
possibly.
The side of Loki.
It's possibly really interesting performance art, but it's doing a lot of damage.
Right. Tends to happen.
So in this,
from time to time.
So he wants the military to get involved and get some tribunals going, because he's heard people talk about that online, and Jerome Corsi keeps saying that's what's going to happen.
Has a tribunal ever been a good thing? Have you ever heard of, oh, that tribunal really worked things out for us?
I was thinking of Desmond Tutu, but that was a commission.
Yeah.
That was a Truth and Reconciliation Commission.
Right?
No, I don't know about a tribunal.
I'm not saying that some sort of larger democratic body is more effective or comes to better outcomes.
You're totally wrong.
Yeah.
The show Survivor.
Was there a tribunal?
I thought that's what they called it whenever they go to tribal council. They go to the...
I thought a tribunal just meant three.
No. That's tripartite negotiation.
So just tribunal means...
Yeah, a whole tribe.
Oh.
Yeah.
Somehow, that is a massive blind spot in my...
Did you think it was going to be a military tribunal that's just three people?
For real? Massive blind spot in my entire history. I think I've always just heard the prefix tri and was like, well, I can stop there.
There's a B after it that...
Yeah, don't like that. Don't like that B.
Yeah. So... we have one more clip left.
I prefer triunals.
Alex expresses that Trump is probably still good, but he's been flipped, which doesn't work, just from a logic standpoint. And then he says stuff that makes me uncomfortable.
I'll be honest, I'm mad at the American people, but I know they were born into all the Hollywood stuff. It's
like
that entertainment, but really bad stuff's going on all over the planet. And this country's been so screwed over, and our success that we've got left is so paper. And to see Trump now getting sucked into things that fundamentally he was against, when just a week before Cohen got raided, he was against it, shows me they flipped him. We'll see if other stuff follows, but I'm really worried because they're not going to even let him limp along. They want to destroy a nationalist. They want to send a message. And there's nationalism and stuff popping up all over the world. That's the big positive.
Nope.
They want to send a message, and I think they're going to try to take the president down. And just like Hillary and all them said, once they get him out, they're going to really go target everybody. And there's only so much people can take. There's only so much people can take. I mean, I'm not afraid of the globalists. I'm afraid of my response. And I'm not saying that to act tough, but we built InfoWars to counter these people. And let me tell you something. There's only so much people are going to take.
So I'm
calling for open rebellion.
It's so close.
Open rebellion against who? Also, fucking, at this fucking time, now, 2 years into this fucking bullshit, how can you possibly believe that Trump has any beliefs whatsoever other than Trump is great, I like Trump?
Right.
Trump does not even have thoughts anymore. It's just, hey, that guy said the same thing that I'm thinking, which is that Trump is great, I love Trump. What kind of fucking mental gymnastics does it take to imagine that that fucking guy has a belief system? Why would you believe that? How could you believe that?
Because the entire history of his life
would decry that concept.
Roger is very smooth. All right.
He is pretty smooth.
That's what you got to understand.
He is pretty smooth.
Alex
I'm not
really
gonna lie.
Wants his approval. I mean, think about it.
Daddy issues.
Think about it. Look at this whole thing. Like, you got at the beginning of his presidency, he gets rid of the TPP. Now already he's like, we should probably go back on that.
Fuck.
So that goes away.
My rich friends happy, and my rich friends, I want them to think I'm cool.
Alex is like, hey, he's an anti-globalist. 6 months ago he said, I'm a globalist and a nationalist, but I'm a globalist.
Yeah, but he was doing it because he's a nationalist globalist.
Alex keeps pretending that he's taking out pedophile networks, but there's no evidence of it. And the stuff that we've gone over in the past is clearly these sort of annual sting operations that happen.
Right.
That have existed for years around, the month, slavery and human trafficking awareness month.
Yeah.
Like it's opportunistic.
Which is such a weird concept that
I
only
think you should focus on that every month.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. Like, why are we?
Yeah.
Hey, it's February, so we're gonna solve human trafficking this month, and then
right.
let it go for the. It's weird. It's
right.
a weird, weird, weird thing.
Right, but every single one of his arguments is dismantled, just by time existing.
Yeah,
and like you go on long enough, and Trump himself will invalidate those things.
Of course.
And now
we—that's the only thing he believes in.
And now we have this situation where Cohen's his lawyer's office has been raided, and Alex even himself is like, "Fuck, they probably got a lot on him."
Oh yeah,
like he even is like. Oh,
well,
shit.
Well, he even said, he paid off 7 or 8 women. Sure, he's mobbed up. You can't run casinos without being mobbed up. Probably done a shit ton of money laundering.
Well, no. You're missing the point.
Deal.
You're missing the point. So when we did that September, when we started in September of 2015 or August of 2015, we did the investigation. We found that the beginning of Alex Jones's narrative with Trump, the beginning of his ride with him was, this guy owns casinos. He's mobbed up. He is a front man for a consortium on the East Coast.
Right.
If your name is Genovese, you go to prison. If it's Trump, you don't. Those sorts of things.
Right.
Like all of that, he's never not believed that. This whole time, he knew that.
Yeah.
He pretended that wasn't true. It, because it went counter to all of his other narratives.
Right.
But the entire time, he's known that was true. And the fact that Cohen got his office raided, and there's obviously proof that's going to come out of a lot of this stuff, and Alex is pissed scared about that, he knows, like, now I cannot pretend that I didn't know that. I have to be like, I didn't know that, but who cares? It's no big
right.
deal.
Right,
it
right.
is a big deal. It is a very big deal.
Well, I mean, sure, some Republican backer paid $1.6 million to somebody, but who cares? Who cares? Sure, $130,000. Who cares? That's not even that much money.
Right.
Who cares?
There is a moment, I think it was on Sunday's show, where he's like, look, they went after Clinton because of the sex related things, because that was relevant, but not this. And as he's saying the sentence, he can't get it out.
Yeah.
He can't get it out. Like, he can't explain why this is somehow like, shit.
I just don't understand why he didn't take the game. Like, he had the opportunity, and not only that, because he clearly knows that some shit is gonna come out, and the writing is on the fucking wall.
Well, here's why.
Like, imagine Alex coming out.
I can't believe you don't get this already.
No, I get it, but the point is, like, if he came out now, then he's out in front, and he gets to claim even more credibility, because the Fox News fucks are gonna get fucked over. Like, they've been carrying water so hard for Trump, and Hannity is fucking, like, they're all gonna fucking be, but no, nothing's gonna happen. They're all gonna be fine. Fuck. This whole system is fucked.
Here.
I wanna move to the woods.
Here, well, I always do. But
who's got a bunker?
Here's what you aren't taking into account, whether it's, just forgetting about it or negligence or whatever. Russia's not done with Trump yet.
Yeah.
And whatever situation exists between those entities, I have no fucking idea. And I think there are a lot of people who are probably making a much bigger deal out of, the Russia-Trump connection that may or may not exist.
Right.
And we talked about this pre-show, and I think it's really important that we bring this up on the show proper. We are very convinced, we're very clear that Alex Jones, whether it's because of some sort of compromising material, whether it's money,
right.
who knows? It's one of those things.
Or just fanboyism.
Right, or he was compromised by flattery, any of those things. He has some sort of allegiance to Russia that it's more important to him than other things.
Yes.
And
it predates Trump.
Yes, it does. Which we clearly discovered on our 2015 stuff, and I'm discovering from even further back.
Right.
But what the reason that he can waffle in all this is the same reason that Trump can say, I'm not going to enforce these sanctions on Russia.
Right.
It's that is what's important to Alex. And whether it's because he is an intellectual purist and he actually believes that they're a nationalist country and that they're the hope of ending globalism or whatever, or if he knows that's bullshit and he knows that he's selling a line, that's what's going on.
Yeah.
That's why he can go back on it and be like, look, we need to, Trump might be flipping to the deep state, but we gotta set this out. Because
right.
There's still blood to be taken from this stone, as it were, you know,
right.
for all the parties involved.
Yeah, I don't know. They have to see some sort of writing on the wall. There's got to be, look, all of the shit that's come out, there's got to be some sort of awareness that this is going to crash.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I suppose the only thing that I would say if you're Russia and you have this investment going on, regardless of whether or not, and like you said, we talked about this pre-show, regardless of whether or not Trump is aware of any collusion happened.
Well,
so,
but whether it's a propaganda collusion or a collusion
right,
collusion
right, right.
is an open question.
Yeah. It's not, I'm not necessarily saying that they all got into a room together and said, we're going to get Trump elected. It's more just a, perhaps just coinciding interests happening simultaneously.
That's possible.
But it's like the only result of this is that Trump goes down, and the only reason that Russia would still be involved is because they think Trump is going to take America down with him.
Sure.
That's the only thing that makes sense to me right now.
And boy, that gamble is looking good.
It's looking real good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point.
Anyway, we should go to the woods. But before we do, check out our website.
Yeah, go to knowledgefight.com.
We're on Twitter.
You can follow us there.
Yep.
What's our handle?
Knowledge_fight.
What if you went to Facebook?
You could find us there. We have a page and also a group. Go home and tell your mother you're brilliant.
You can absolutely subscribe to us on iTunes.
You can.
Yeah.
This has been tough for me. It was tough to summon the energy to do this, but I'm glad we did.
I know, you did great.
I'm glad we made
you
it through.
You had some, you're having some depression issues, which...
A little bummed out.
Yeah.
I'll be all right.
I recognize and hope...
It'll be fine. I just need a good night's sleep.
Yeah.
I'm going to go get a slice of pizza after the show and maybe play a little Zelda and try and get my head right.
That's a good idea.
All
of those things are great ideas.
They are great. I feel like I've named the last two people or so. I think it's your turn to...
I'm going to have to go with the word tribunal. Go fuck yourself.
That's not fair. That's petty.
I'm just mad because somehow that has existed as a blind spot for I'm a word guy. Love words. I'm a literature major.
That's petty.
And somehow the word tribunal has escaped my knowledge. That's infuriating to me.
I recognize that. Like,
I am going to be pissed off for weeks because of this.
I have to honor your wishes, but I do this under protest.
All right.
Andy in Kansas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. I'm a first-time caller. I'm a huge fan. I love your work.
I love you.